This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. And our next item is about the latest project to spring from the fertile, creative mind of cellist Yo-Yo Ma. It's a contest. Here's Yo-Yo on the first track of his new CD, playing Dona Nobis Pacem, the Latin round that means give us peace. Yo-Yo Ma's new CD, Songs of Joy and Peace, is a series of collaborations, mostly Christmas songs, featuring an eclectic assortment of musicians. Dave Brubeck, Renee Fleming, James Taylor. Here are bassist Edgar Meyer and mandolinist Chris Thiele doing their version of Dona Nobis Pacem. So here's the Yo-Yo Ma challenge. Produce your own virtual collaboration with him. Download Yo-Yo playing Dona Nobis Pacem from the website indabamusic.com. Add your music and mix, then upload it. You can hear all the submissions at the website, and after the contest deadline, which is New Year's Eve, Yo-Yo Ma will pick a winner. He's trying to use the internet to make an interactive experience out of a CD.
The thing that I've always been slightly frustrated with was that the idea of, you know, of a CD, it's a material possession that you could put in a shelf. And the idea of music for me is always about both the communication and the sharing of content. And so the interactive part is missing. So indabamusic.com has this wonderful site where people can actually drop in their tracks. And we first dropped in a number of tracks for people to play with. Mm-hmm. And then the idea is like we would then listen to what they put together, and at the end of which, one track will be chosen. And I will meet that person, and I will do something with that person.
So what you've done here is you've taken, what's been an active imagination for as long as there's been recorded sound, imagining what I would do if I were playing piano along with you as I'm listening to you play the cello. And now I can actually do that in a way. And not only can I get to hear it, but you might even get to hear it.
Yes, exactly. And in fact, if you would like to participate in this, you still have a number of days
okay.
to go and drop in the track. And actually, I will listen to it.
We're going to listen right now to some of the submissions that we can hear online. Everyone can go and listen to the pieces that other people have submitted. And for example, this is from, I guess it's Toshi O. Now, this is a sort of big build-up here of the genre, I guess.
Yeah.
And at some moment, talk about surprise, because we don't hear you in there yet, do we?
Not that I could tell. I'm drowning in it. Ah.
What do you think? It's kind of a give us peace, dude.
Hey, well, this is interesting because, you know, this is like, you know, peace in the context of what? And obviously this is so energetic and surprising. There's some surprising harmonic changes in there. I give this one a lot of attention because I'm thinking, who are you, dude? And what are you trying to tell me?
Now, here's a very surprising take on Dona Nobis Pacem. This was the submission of Mark Wright. It's called Sold as a Lullaby. And we'll hear you playing Dona Nobis Pacem, and then two voices, which I'm assured are one of them is singing in English, and I'm assured the other one is singing in Hindustani, a language that is kind of a Hindi-Urdu mix. So here goes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
sides are very peaceful.
Hey, Robert, this is actually really interesting because here it takes, you know, the original Dono No Mizpachem is obviously sung. But this person, Mark Wright, is obviously extending the idea of vocalized music beyond sort of the medieval tradition. So it actually takes it into a present age. It takes the vocal element, and it seems well arranged. I think it feels quite original without insisting on it being original.
Well, now we're going to hear, this is the submission from Mike Koala. It's called okay. Her Eyes.
Every time I look at you, I'm falling in love. Maybe it's her eyes, she keeps me in control. Every time I look at you, you control me and I can't stop.
You see, after that dutiful mm-hmm. prelude that we had there, now mm-hmm. we're into the real music. And I think that's about it for you in this one. Or maybe you're buried under there somewhere, but...
That's interesting because, you know, I think obviously Mike has a particular view on, you know, sort of like a bass ostinato under the Dono No Mizpachem theme. But now he's riffing into a different kind of vibe, literally. And I'm not sure whether that includes, you know, the content of Dono No Mizpachem. I would have to dig further in order to find it.
I don't want to prejudge the competition here, Yo-Yo, but I think you're telling me it would be a long shot for Mike to be the winner, without further clarification from him.
I would like some clarification, and I think that maybe it's the play is hidden. But on the other hand, I also think that you can only hide so much because people will listen to something maybe a couple of times, and if it's too well hidden, then, it's a deep, dark secret.
So you're interested here both in technical proficiency, but also in connecting with the theme and doing something that somehow creatively enhances the notion of Dono No Mizpachem with your cello.
Absolutely. I think, you know, when you deal with that subject of give us peace, I think it is such a wide subject, but it does need very focused approaches in order to achieve that goal, both musically as well as we all know, in real life.
Well, Yo-Yo Ma, as always, it's been great fun talking with you, and thanks for talking with us about your project.
What a treat. Thank you so much for being interested.
And you can find a link to Yo-Yo's contest and hear tracks from his latest CD at nprmusic.org.